America's favorite fish is salmon. And salmon is pretty amazing, not just when it's food, I mean, like when it's alive. Look at this. When wild salmon are born, they're born in freshwater. But then they swim out to the sea and they spend most of their lives there. Then they return to the very same water they were born in to lay their eggs and then die and fertilize the ecosystem. Now, most of the salmon we eat is farmed, and so it doesn't live that same active lifestyle, I guess you can call it. And our managing producer, Sally Swift, wondered if that made a difference in how we should cook wild or farm salmon. So she talked to Dan Souza, executive editor of Cook Science.
Hey Dan, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me. It's fun to be here.
So I have a question about salmon that occurred to me last week when I was cooking up some game birds that a friend had given me and realizing how different they are than regular old farmed birds. And then I started thinking, is wild salmon different from farmed salmon?
Well, it's a really interesting question, and you've made a really nice comparison there to game birds and maybe chicken that you'd normally be cooking at home. And there's actually a big difference between wild salmon and farm-raised salmon. I know we look at them as being the same thing, but there's a big difference, and it really all comes down to lifestyle. So farm-raised salmon, they lead a very sedentary life. They're in a small cage, usually, or a small tank, and they are fed a lot so that they grow quickly. And that kind of lifestyle leads to two different things. One is muscles that aren't as well developed. So the collagen in farm-raised salmon has less chemical crosslinks. It's less structured than it is in wild salmon. And they also have more fat. The fattiest farm-raised salmon has about 4 times more fat than the leanest wild species.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, so it's a really big difference. And when it comes time to cook them, that has a huge impact. You know, if you cook a really fatty steak, it stays juicy even if you overcook it by a little bit. So when we cook wild salmon, we find that when it's cooked to 125 degrees, which is our preferred temperature for most fish and for farm-raised salmon, it tastes a little dry. And that's because it has less fat and the muscle fibers are already a little bit firmer. So we did a test in the kitchen where we cooked wild and farm-raised salmon to two different internal temperatures, 120 degrees and 125 degrees. So we use a digital instant read thermometer, just as we would when cooking steak. And we had people try both samples at both temperatures. And every single person preferred the farm-raised salmon cooked to the higher temperature, 125 degrees. We tried 5 different wild species, and everyone preferred them cooked to 120 degrees, so 5 degrees less.
You know, with the prices of wild salmon, it sure makes sense to know how to cook it correctly. Can you give me just a really quick primer on some of the names of wild salmon? Because I think sometimes we don't realize what's wild and what is farmed.
Absolutely. So when you're at the store, you'll see farm-raised Atlantic salmon should always be labeled as farm-raised. But if you see Atlantic, it has to be farm-raised. It's legal to catch wild salmon from the Atlantic Ocean. So everything else is going to be your wild species. So you have Chinook, also known as king salmon. There's coho, which is also known as silver. You also have sockeye salmon, which is very common, has a very, very dark flesh. And some of the less common ones that are often used in canned salmon are pink and chum, which you probably won't see as much. Mm-hmm. The king or coho salmon is kind of considered the king of wild salmon. So it'll have more fat than the other species. It's a much bigger fish, and it's kind of a darling of chefs. People really like that one.
So Dan, do you have a salmon recipe you go to all the time that you love?
Yes. At the Test Kitchen, we have a ton of really great salmon recipes. One that I really love is a miso marinated salmon. We make a mixture of miso, sake, mirin, and sugar. We coat some skin on salmon fillets with that. And we let them sit for a fairly long time, at least 6 hours and up to overnight. And what happens during that time is we actually get a lot of the moisture, the kind of the surface moisture of the fish comes out. The flesh firms up a little bit in a nice way. And we get tons of great flavor from the miso, a lot of savoriness and some sweetness. And then it's a really simple dish. We basically preheat the broiler and it goes underneath. And the sugar in the miso and the protein browns really nicely. So you get this kind of mahogany exterior. And the inside of the fish is really silky. Tons of flavor and a really simple recipe.
Gorgeous. Sounds great. Hey, Dan, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Dan Souza is executive editor of Cook Science at America's Test Kitchen. You can find his video for the science of salmon and their recipe for miso-marinated salmon at splendidtable.org.